This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A recent British Columbia court ruling has struck down the law that makes physician-assisted death illegal in Canada. The June 15, 2012 ruling found that the current law violates the constitutional rights of the three plaintiffs, including Gloria Taylor, who has Lou Gehrig's disease. The landmark legal challenge was launched by the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association. The ruling has been portrayed as a victory for civil liberties and for the rights of the disabled across the country. But several commentators have predicted dire consequences. If terminally ill people are permanently granted the right to end their lives, including a Catholic bishop who is calling on the British Columbia government to appeal what he called a flawed and dangerous ruling. Parliament has been given a year to deal with the implications of the ruling and to make the law comply with Canada's constitution. Political commentator Chantal Hibert wrote to the Toronto Star that the federal conservative government will almost certainly appeal the ruling. We're joined by Russell Ogden, a sociologist at Kwantlen Polytechnic University and researcher into the issues associated with assisted suicide.
Welcome back to People First Radio, Russell.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Russell, were you surprised by this ruling? What were your first reactions when you heard about it?
The ruling was not really a surprise. I had participated in this trial as an intervener with the Farewell Foundation and had watched all of the proceedings. It was quite clear that the evidence was overwhelming, that the Section 7 and 15 arguments being made by the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association were very strong arguments, and that the judge certainly was open to hearing them.
Gloria Taylor, who's the public face to this particular challenge, has been given the right to die with assistance from a physician. She spoke publicly about the court's ruling a few days after it occurred, and I'm quoting from a news article. She said, "It took a long time, and now finally we have emerged from the dark ages to realize that dying is a part of living." What do you think about that statement?
Well, certainly for Gloria, it would have been some solace to know that she now has the option of applying to the court for a constitutional exemption. This overall decision that the court has decided that Canada's law is unconstitutional inevitably will be appealed. And I would think that Gloria Taylor is maybe relieved that there is a decision that will help people temporarily in her situation, but she probably has a concern that there should be wider access available for more Canadians than just herself.
Now, I understand that the judge ruled the current law violates the constitutional rights of Gloria Taylor as well as the two other plaintiffs, Lee Carter and her husband, Hollis Johnson. Now, Carter and Johnson joined the legal challenge on behalf of Lee's elderly mother, Kay Carter, whom they helped obtain a legal assisted suicide in Switzerland. What do you think this decision will mean to them, and what do you know about those two plaintiffs?
Well, I'm quite familiar with the circumstances of Lee Carter and Hollis Johnson, and also the death of Lee's mother, whom they accompanied to Switzerland. Theoretically, the Carter and Johnson were at possible risk for, as the Attorney General of British Columbia said, for having procured the suicide of Lee's mother, but it was really a theoretical circumstance. There have been quite a few Canadians who have made similar journeys to Switzerland. Nobody has ever been charged. Quite often there is no police investigation, even though there is public attention on these deaths. I think what we have really is a situation of a don't ask and don't tell kind of policy here when Canadians go to Switzerland. The difference for Carter and Johnson is that they were quite public about their participation in their mother's assisted suicide at Dignitas. But the decision in and of itself is probably some comfort to Carter and Johnson to know that it's unlikely that they would face any kind of prosecution and that their constitutional rights were infringed upon. But I think that they're probably more satisfied to know that, again, there is the possibility of a new law in Canada, and that new law will not put people like themselves in the situation of having to travel across several time zones and passing through the Atlantic Ocean to attend at the death of a loved one in a foreign land in the company of strangers. I think that that's probably one of the nicer things about this decision, is knowing that these odious requirements of Canadians sneaking around and traveling abroad may soon come to an end, and we could have humane assisted death here at home.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
A recent British Columbia court ruling has struck down the law that makes physician-assisted death illegal in Canada. The June 15, 2012 ruling found that the current law violates the constitutional rights of the three plaintiffs, including Gloria Taylor, who has Lou Gehrig's disease. The landmark legal challenge was launched by the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association. The ruling has been portrayed as a victory for civil liberties and for the rights of the disabled across the country. We're speaking with Russell Ogden, a sociologist at Kwantlen Polytechnic University and researcher into the issues associated with assisted suicide.
Russell, a Vancouver Sun article about this ruling is titled "Christian Fights for Own Assisted Suicide," and the article focuses on the fact that Gloria Taylor is a Christian who doesn't believe God wants her to suffer unnecessarily from Lou Gehrig's disease. Yet at the same time, and I guess you could say on the other hand, there's substantial opposition to physician-assisted death from, for example, the Roman Catholic Church. So tell us more about the opposition to physician-assisted death and how that presents itself.
Well, I think that there's a big difference between Gloria Taylor's personal Christian beliefs and the beliefs and values of organized religion. What I found in the course of over 20 years of studying this topic is that there's a disconnect between what organized religion says about assisted death issues and what many individual practitioners of Christianity and indeed other faiths believe ought to be the circumstance for themselves and others. I traveled to Dignitas a couple of years ago with a Canadian woman who was a very committed Christian, and indeed for about an hour before she ended her life by drinking pentobarbital, she sat on a bench at a pond outside the Dignitas house reading scripture with a family member. And she firmly believed that she could justify her death and be at peace with her God, her Christian God, and still have an assisted death. So there really does seem to be a disconnect between what organized religion is advocating and what members and practitioners of organized religion believe for themselves.
You've been involved with a group called the Farewell Foundation. Tell us more about that work and what is happening with the Farewell Foundation at the moment.
Well, the Farewell Foundation has intervened in the Carter case. If there are appeals, and we expect that there will be an appeal of this decision, we will continue to intervene. The foundation believes that assisted dying need not be in the exclusive dominion of medical practice. So we continue to advocate that lay individuals ought to be able to assist in the deaths of members of the foundation. In the meantime, what we are doing is attending at self-chosen deaths, suicides of our members, but we are not in a position where we can assist, counsel, or encourage such deaths, because that would be contrary to the law. So we've actually published on our webpage a set of procedural guidelines for our attendance at self-chosen deaths, and we've implemented those guidelines. We've also implemented a consultation with Parliament and the British Columbia members of the Legislative Assembly to improve our procedures for attending at the deaths of our members.
Now, you've mentioned the notion of the government appealing this ruling, and in fact, in preparing for this interview, I read the comments of Chantal Hébert, who writes political commentary for the Toronto Star, and she says in a column that the federal Conservative government will almost certainly appeal the ruling. Her thought is that an appeal will buy the government time away from a divisive social issue debate and at the same time offer a possible escape from the whole problem if the ruling is overturned. What do you think will happen?
Well, it is, we have to remember, the criminal code that we're talking about, and the federal government is responsible for fashioning our criminal law in this country. The federal government has taken the position that its criminal code ought to be the prevailing law, and so it will inevitably need to appeal this decision because the government must defend its legislation. The motivation of defending the legislation should be because the government crafted that legislation, and therefore it will defend it because it believes that this is the best legislation for the country. In terms of buying time, I would expect that ultimately the Supreme Court of Canada will uphold the ruling of Madam Justice Lynn Smith, and the government will be obligated to fashion new legislation that meets the relevant constitutional tests. So in the long run, I expect that Canadians will indeed be looking forward to a change in our criminal prohibition on assisted suicide.
Russell Ogden, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. We really appreciated it.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Russell Ogden is a sociologist and instructor at Kwantlen Polytechnic University and a researcher into the issues associated with assisted suicide. You can find out more about Russell Ogden's work at farewellfoundation.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.